Fasten your seatbelts, folks. The Springboks will face an Italian challenge in 2025 that's more than just pizza and pasta. We're keeping a close eye on this year's Six Nations, and in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to what is a revolution in blue. Why should you care about the Azzurri in the Six Nations, you might ask? Because in July, the Boks are hosting the Italians for two explosive tests. And let me tell you, this is not the Italy that you remember. We are looking at what is possibly the most formidable Italian team in the professional era. You might scoff, Italy? Really? But the Azzurri are not to be underestimated. Now, to be clear, I don't believe that they will actually beat us. But we cannot for a second think we'll just pitch up and blow them off the park. No doubt Rossi Erasmus knows this too, and I'm confident that the good doctor isn't just keeping an eye on them. He is gearing up for a strategic masterclass this July. If Doc is taking this seriously, so should we. Now, it is true that years ago, Italy were the whipping boys of the Six Nations. But they are now in a position where they can not only claim upsets, but can legitimately enter some of these games as the favourites. Gonzalo Quesada is their coach. If you don't know or remember him, he was the leading point scorer at the 1999 Rugby World Cup. He comes from good stock, very clearly. The former Los Pumas fly half had an immediate impact on the Azzurri in his first year in charge, and he has actually said that his team is yet to reach their potential. Now, why is that important? Well, because in 2024, Italy had their best ever Six Nations showing. They beat Scotland, they beat Wales, and they drew against France away from home, and had it not been for a last-minute kick that hit the post, they would have beaten the French in their own backyard. That's how good this Italian team has become. And it's been a long process because, as we mentioned, for many, many years, they were easily the worst team in that competition. Do they have any real superstars, you might ask? Well, in years gone by, we might have said Diego Dominguez and then Sergio Parisa, but maybe not that much else. These days, there are certainly positive signs that the Italians are not letting their positive upswing slip. In 2024, Italy broke a horrible streak of 8 consecutive wooden spoons. Honestly, people were questioning their continued involvement in the Six Nations. Some were even calling for promotion relegation with the Rugby Europe International Championships. That's the one where Georgia and Portugal play in. Some even suggested that the Georgians should replace the Italians anyway. And others said that South Africa should be brought in. I actually think that that is something that could yet happen in an expanded 7 or even 8 nations tournament. But last year, things changed. Italy secured victories over the Welsh and the Scots, as mentioned, and they drew with the French, and they might have even beaten them had it not been for Paolo Garbisi's missed last-minute penalty. If you watched it, you might recall the ball falling off the tee. I think I said earlier it hit the post. It fell off the tee, I beg your pardon, before he actually had the opportunity to hit it. How horrible. Now, consistency is going to be an issue for them. In November, they were hammered by Argentina, conceding 50 points. But they also gave the All Blacks a really good game. And this is probably one of the most important aspects in their development. If they are to become a good team, I think they already are a good team, but if they are to become a very good team, they need to be consistent. Yes, at home, they can maybe beat Scotland and they can maybe beat Wales. Maybe they can draw against France on a good day, but then on a bad day, they're being pumped by 50 points against Argentina. So this is the challenge that they currently face, and that is something that Quesada is obviously working on right now. Now, as far as this year is concerned, they are going to be determined to build on what happened last year. Quesada's men will want to prove last year was not a one-off. And they start this Saturday away from home, unfortunately for them, against Scotland, who obviously will no doubt be out for revenge after last year's result. It would, of course, have been more favourable for the Italians to have had this one at home, even though I think that the Scots are a better team anyway. Italy will host Wales after that. Now, I think that that is the one that, quite frankly, they have to target for a victory. Right now, as things stand, I'd make the Italians favourites for that one. 2 weeks later, because there'll be a rest week in between, they will host the French. How about an upset? How about making up for what went wrong last year? Unlikely, I grant you, but it might be more about the performance than the actual result. You know, we talk about getting better by inches or by small percentages every week, every game, and then eventually, boom. And that is what Russi will be watching very closely. Italy then visit Twickenham. You'd back England to win that one, let's be honest. But the English are a bit of an all-sorts team at the moment right now. I mean, we saw last year they pushed the All Blacks very close. And then the next week they were beaten by the Wallabies. So not quite sure what to expect from the Poms at this stage. How about a famous win for the Azzurri? Why not? Italy then finish at home to Ireland. And yes, you would expect the Irish to win this one. However, depending on the lay of the land, i.e. Ireland might have nothing to play for, they might already have won the competition, the Italians could well be in business. Yes, sure, there are plenty of ifs, buts, maybes and coulds in what I'm saying, but given their draw, the most likely outcome for Italy this year, in my opinion, is a home win over Wales and four defeats. Hopefully for them, four close defeats, where they push the opposition for 60, 70, even 79 minutes. But perhaps an upset result somewhere. Let's look at who their key players are now. These are the ones who Russi will be watching at the start of the Six Nations. I think he would have already penned in their names and said, all right, let's take a closer look at these boys and see what they're all about. We'll start with the captain, Michele Lamaro. He has become the poster boy for Italian rugby over the last couple of years, the Italian revolution, we might even say, with the style of play, fitting the team's requirements perfectly. He is also improving all the time. Lamaro is fierce on defense and at the breakdown. That's very important. He's handling and passing. Well, that's not bad either. Now, yes, I'm highlighting the best attributes of Lamaro and obviously the best attributes of the other Italian players that I'm going to mention here. We all know that there are many weaknesses within this team. Let's be honest, the Italian scrum is not the best around. Marco Riccioni is their tight head prop and is vitally important to their cause. It'll be very interesting to see how he goes in the Six Nations. Federico Ruzza is another important player for them in the tight five. Fun fact, Ruzza won more lineouts than any other player in the Six Nations last year. So, yes, I know that you might have come into this episode thinking, are the Italians, come on, Pete, why are we talking about them as if they are this great team? And yes, I know, they're not a great team. What I'm saying is that they are going to give the Springboks a workout in July, and if we're not careful, it could be a workout that we don't really want to have to go through. By the way, we spoke about Ruzza and how many more lineouts he won than everybody else. 12 more. That's the magic number. 12. Now, in the back line, Juan Ignacio Brex, I know that's not a very Italian-sounding name, him and Tommaso Menoncello are a formidable center pairing. They really are, guys. These guys are really, really good. Last year, for example, Menoncello was actually named Six Nations Player of the Championship. That's right. They're a great combination, but of course, they're going to need quality fly half or quality ball from their fly off, none other than Paolo Garbisi. The playmaker is something of a master tactician, in my opinion. He makes the Italian backline a real threat. Of course, they do need quality ball to get to Garbisi in the first place, and that's where Captain Lamaro comes in. Another player, we did mention the breakdown and his ability there. Another player you simply have to keep your eyes on is my favorite Italian player currently, Ange Capuozzo. This guy is blockbuster. Capuozzo possesses blistering pace, a lethal sidestep, and knows exactly where that try line is. He can kick too. So to be clear, I'm not expecting the Italians to uproot any trees in the Six Nations. Like I say, I suspect it'll be one win at home against Wales and then four defeats. And we're hoping that we see a very competitive performance in each of those defeats, where each of the other four teams go, yo, we're grateful to have gotten out of that one. But I am saying they have some very talented players right now. And this is, in my opinion, the best team that they have had since the game turned professional. I remember the 1995 Rugby World Cup in South Africa. They were a good team. They were a competitive team. They were unlucky not to get into the quarterfinals. And then the game turned professional. And I feel like they just got worse and worse and worse. Maybe not at first. They joined the Six Nations, remember, in 2000. And obviously it was always going to take a few years for them to adjust. But by 2007, they looked like they were on their way to becoming a decent side. And that's when things just went downhill, especially in terms of the results. I know that maybe they played well at times, but let's be honest, also at times they played dour rugby. They obviously got that win over the Springboks in 2016 in Florence. Sorry to have had to brought that up, but that just gives you an indication that when they were junk, they beat us. And yes, I know we were rubbish at the time too, but they're a much better team now. And I don't expect them to beat us in South Africa or Italy for that matter. But let's not take anything for granted. And I think that we can have a lot of fun, us South African rugby fans, watching the Italians during this Six Nations, watching them quite closely. Because we're not playing England, Ireland, Scotland or Wales in July. They'll be competing themselves for places in the British and Irish Lions squad because they're touring Australia. We don't really care too much about what the French are going to get up to in the Six Nations because they're going to New Zealand in July with a weakened team, by the way. So you're not going to see Antoine Dupont, Thomas Ramos, Damien Penaud, Francois Corr. You're going to see none of those guys in New Zealand taking on the All Blacks, which I think is a great shame. Now, speaking of the Italians, again, we spoke about once upon a time how dour they were. Remember when they came to South Africa in 2010? It was a dreadful series. I know we won the series 2-0, but it was such an eyesore. This Azzurri team is nowhere near that level of terrible. Okay, here are Italy's fixtures for you again in the Six Nations. Starting on Saturday, the 1st of February, they take on Scotland at Murrayfield. After that, on the 8th, they're up against Wales. That's at home in Rome at the Olympic Stadium, or the Stadio Olimpico. 2 weeks later, that's on February the 23rd. That's a Sunday match. They host France, also at the Stadio Olimpico. And then they head to Twickenham on the 9th of March, or the Allianz Stadium. You know what, guys? I'm telling you now, I'm not calling it that on this show. It's Twickenham. End of story. And then they finish at home at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome against the Irish on the 15th of March. It's a bit of a shame that they've got three home games this year. And if we're very honest with each other, it's difficult to see them winning more than one. Anyway, something else that's happening in this year's Six Nations, and this is going to cause controversy, is going to be the use of the 20-minute red card. Personally, I don't like it at all, but let's see what effects it may or may not have on Italy or anyone else's fortunes for that matter. Now, guys, just before I say goodbye, I've got a couple of things that I want to say to you. I want to ask you firstly, what your opinion is of this Italian team. Do you think that they are the best Italian team we've seen in the professional era? Do you think that the Springboks need to be watchful of them? Let's be on guard. Let's keep a close eye on what they're up to. I certainly think we should. Not because I think they're going to beat us, but because I don't want them to come here in July and then we win the first test 2015 and everyone is going, oh, what happened? What's going on? Let's not be unprepared. Let me know what you think in the comment section down below. And then let me tell you quickly about my Patreon page. Guys, I would love to go to the Rugby World Cup in 2027 and cover the tournament for you from down under with daily content. But in order to make that happen, I need to be able to do this channel full time. And in order to make that happen, I'm going to need a little bit of funding. So I've created a Patreon page where you can head on over and sign up as a patron. It starts from $5, that's US dollars, not Namibian dollars, per month. And it'll be a monthly donation from you to me to help me grow this channel and hopefully get to a point where we can do it full time. There are lots of benefits for my patrons as well. For example, one of the upper tiers, it starts at $5, but then it goes up to 10, we've got 25, we've got 50, we've got 100 even. And at those higher tiers, you can even have a quarterly Zoom call with me. We can watch a match together and go over the strategy and the tactics together. And you can even get to a point where you tell me what you would like to see in a future video on Front Row Rugby, and I will actually make that video for you. One of the other tiers, you'll like this, I will write an ebook for you on your favorite player. So if you'd like that and you want to get involved and you want to be part of the dream team, head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. You'll find the link in the description area below. And I will speak to you next time.